What does Tadatmya mean to me?
Good day to you all. Thank you so much for this opportunity and the space for the necessity to share hearts, to come together in sharing our understanding and hopefully being able to move forward in that understanding together. So thank you for meeting me here in this space. And thank you also, Swami Padmanabha, for continually inviting, extending the invitation to grow into a space that we were not yet familiar with, to offer the potential of service and to step into a more refined version of ourselves as we relate more and value each other's association in this mutual project of bhakti. So I'm very grateful to be here. So what Tadatmya means to me, there it's very unique and it's a very special kind of gathering. It's not just a group where someone thought of an idea and created a group and then sorted people into it or not into it. Tadatmya is organic. It's something that already exists. It's the sound of heartbeats that are already sounding in their own rhythm, and then finding those heartbeats that are similar. It's discovering what is already there. It's not creating something new out of nothing, out of ex nihilo. It's recognizing the relationship that so beautifully binds us together in a type of freedom where simply by being ourselves individually, as much as we can be at the moment, that there is a sameness in that between us that we share. And it is that sameness that draws us together. And it is that sameness that Maharaj was able to recognize as he travels around the world. It wasn't, again, something artificial where he had a sign-up list and was trying to gather members, but was beautifully surprised by who was already out there, how his kindred spirits were already there. And as he introduced us to each one of you through different formats, through his Free Radical podcast and different ways that he introduced us to each other, you know, I ended up becoming feeling a part of a family, that we belonged together, not out of some kind of, like Srila Prabhupada would say, artificial imposition on the mind or on a way of being, but just by the natural organic way that we each are, what is important to us, how we view the world and how the structures of the world give us support, and how that inspires us to step into it. So there's a similarity there, and it's beautiful to find our kindred spirits. Again, it's very, very different from the sense of needing to fit in, where something has to give. Somebody somewhere along the way has to stop being themselves, has to bonsai themselves in a certain way to be able to fit in. Whatever does not fit in the box has got to go, or we have to go. So Tadatmya is what we are looking for when we feel the necessity to try to fit in, but without aligning ourselves with the hearts that are already beating as they are in a similar way to ours, that realization of that sameness, that oneness that gives rise and strength to our diversity, that ornaments us with our differences, that can't be found. And without that sameness, without that oneness that gives rise to true diversity, then there is simply difference. And that's not what it's about. It's about both. It's about the individuation process of our own selves in relationship with others, and both of those together united are the way that it works. It's the dynamic union, and it's on every level, from our within our own self, between each other, and with divinity. So Tadatmya to me is an amazing opportunity, and the reality of a togetherness, of a camaraderie that facilitates our individual expression in a way that glorifies and nourishes the whole, each of us. And so that's one of the things that I so appreciate about this concept of Tadatmya, the organic dynamism of things that recognizing the relationships that are already there, and not having to create something artificial out of a lacking or an empty need, but seeing, yes, my friends, they're already here. So that's very beautiful to me. And another aspect of Tadatmya that I so much appreciate is an unfolding. It's not static, but it is an unfolding of that sameness. It's not that once we come together, then that's it. We're formed into this concrete thing, and we can't break out of that. But it's the absolute opposite of that, where we come together, and that coming together facilitates an opening and an ongoing development and a refinement at the same time. It is paradoxical. It's something that expands our sense of self and our connections with everything in the world, and at the same time refines our sense of self, and gets rid of the glunk, the things that are actually not us, but we have been carrying with us for so long. So to me, Tadatmya also is that ongoing becomingness together that, again, facilitates our individual blossoming as well as the collective support and association. Without it is dry and lifeless. So, yeah, my like-hearted and like-minded friends, this is where life is. And to me, this is Tadatmya.